Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
I just have to see.
God has intended it. Let's get all Orange Mound out there, right?
Yes, if we can get all of Memphis out there.
Yes.
Because I think he deserved Memphis. He was loyal to Memphis, not only to Orange Mound, but Larry was loyal to Memphis. I think Penny is loyal to Memphis. And I think this team that's coming up is going to be loyal to Memphis. And all I tell the fellas to do is have a good time. Don't you have no weight on your shoulder. The weight, it comes from inside you. Do your excellence. Do the best you can do and call it a day. And if everybody does that, what we got?
Could go far.
I think I'll be in New Orleans this year.
You already getting your ticket. Here you go.
She knows where it's at, y'all.
Oh, I absolutely love it.
And the circle can be complete.
This is always a privilege and an honor to have you in studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Looking forward to seeing you next Thursday. I'm going to be out there for the plaza dedication. And hopefully, let's keep doing this every year where we check
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because it's become a tradition now that we have you in before the season and break
our
it all down.
Our favorite tradition, absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Anytime we can get the first lady to tell you
about anybody want to pitch in, we still have the rebounders around. So if Marvin White, you can get in touch with Marvin, and you want to be supportive of these boys, hey, put your money. Money where your mouth is.
There, look at her.
There you have it. She's hit everything.
They need
today.
To pay you more.
Yeah, for sure. She is the great
pleasure,
Vicky
Mrs.
Finch, the first lady of Memphis basketball.
Thank you guys so much. I just love you to death.
We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Hey, so we were walking Miss Finch out to her car and saying our goodbyes when she revealed to us that, and we're going to do this very publicly, we're going to put this public pressure, specifically on her sons here. because I know they'll hear about this. But Black Beauty, which was Larry's 1980 Corvette, is sitting at the Finch home with no tires. And she was telling us that, you know, she wants to get it worked on because obviously it was Larry's toy. And so look, we got to get the tires back on that thing. We got to get it rolling again, you know, in honor of Larry.
I would think there are plenty of folks in Memphis, you know, that would love to step up in this spot now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has been something she's been on the Suns backyard and get it and hadn't happened yet. Now, John's putting it out there.
That's right.
We want to see Black Beauty, right? Is what she said. Larry called it
100%.
We want to see her ride again.
Yes, and that was one thing. It's always, you know.
It just sounds like things running just need some tires.
Yes, exactly. It's always like a purifying experience when Miss Fitch comes in here, you know.
Always.
And I always think it's like sort of informative, right? Like, you know, the confidence in Penny, right? I mean, that's kind of what she was exuding, confidence in Penny. That as they sort of get started on Sunday against Lemoyne Owen, that Penny's got this handled,
mm-hmm.
which I just always find very interesting.
Well, I think the part that stands out to me too is that, you know, she talks about the city getting behind, you know, its team, Memphis basketball, and there's a difference now than there was when her husband was playing, and even when he's coaching, is that there's another team. Another team is Memphis Grizzlies, and Ja Morant and everything else going on there. So I say that to say this, like. It's always been a deal where when Memphis basketball is good, Memphis Tigers basketball, it's been a unifier in this city, clearly, when it's good. That was true under Finch. It was true under Cal. It was true under Bartow. There's no question about it. But because you've got this other entity that's now capable of drawing folks in, talking about this with Jeff, like it's even more imperative, makes it even more imperative that Penny – and the Tiger get this thing back on and going again, because you do have something right now that, you know, in Ja Morant, a true superstar in the city, you got something you can get behind. It's imperative on Memphis and the Tigers to get that back, right? Get these tournament appearances going again. So they continue to build generation after generation of fans. You don't want to see a generation skipped because, you know, you've been down 10 years. You know, that 6-7 year drought turned into a 10-11.
Yep.
The difference is, I think we all see with the way things are positioned that there is no real fear of turning into a DePaul or a UNLV or Georgetown, because it feels like Penny's right there about to have this thing back.
Yeah. So I guess just sort of in springboarding into the exhibition, I mean, what do you really like want to, like, personally, if you had one thing that, okay, I want to see this, right? What is it?
Mine's just the combinations they're going to use. There isn't any one thing. It's an exhibition game. I mean, if somebody shoots the ball well, you're not going to be able to say, okay, all right, that's going to have a great season shooting the ball. There's so little to draw from these instances. That said, what I was always interested in covering during these exhibitions, if it wasn't as dramatic as that CBU one was that year, was the combinations used, because, you know, those coaches, right, they got some ideas, right? They got some, we think this might work, and this is the place where you throw them out. You know, what we've been talking about Earl Timberlake coming off the bench. Well, what's it look like when he's out there with three of the four or five starters you expect to have? You know, those kinds of things. Seeing what different kind of combinations work, that's what I'm interested in seeing.
Yeah, I guess I would say the same thing. Obviously, like,
I mean, Jalen Duren, you want to see come out here and be dominant,
right? Yeah,
look like Joey Dorsey.
You would expect him to
dominate physically.
20-15 if he plays that much, right?
I'd sit here and tell you, you'd love to see Imani Bates hit every shot. I think what I'm more concerned about, quite frankly, is Imani Bates looking like the playmaker he was trying to be at the pro day. You know, that's because that's the Imani Bates they need more on this team. That guy that's can make plays both for others and then look to score. I think that's what they need. So I'll be interested to see if we get that Imani Bates, you know, all those things. But each guy individually, you know, this Josh Minot and what he could become this season, that interests me. He feels like a real X factor for this team. The whole Alo saga, you're going to need him as much as you did last year, you know, we'll see what that, or does that role sort of decrease now that you got a number one, you hope, playmaker?
Well, not according to Vicky Finch, it will not. You know, she kind of singled out, and I get it, because it's the Memphis, right? It's the Memphis It's the Memphis and Vicky. You know, you want the Memphis kids to succeed and be a part. Because, you know, one thing that you have to say, and it's not a bad thing. It's just a thing. Memphis has over the last 2-3 years has considerably, and moving forward, it kind of feels like, relied less and less on Memphis talent, you know, and that's just one thing. It's not like, you know, we had this conversation, you know, can you do it with Memphis talent? Do you have to go out like Cal did? Penny has very clearly, now he does have Amar Knox committed for 2022, we'll see, but very clearly, and I think it's also due to maybe the city of Memphis's talent in the next year or two is drained a little bit before picking back up. But it is, there is a more national flavor. And even with this team, right? Like Alo and Malcolm are the guys. And so you want like those two, if this indeed does become a special season, you definitely do want there to be a Memphis influence on it.
Oh, I think she's tapped into something. I could see Alo being a coach after his career's done. You know, much like Tony Madlock in that way. You can tell, you know, guys that are leaders out there on the floor usually where they're a little bit more important than their numbers indicate. And I think at times we've seen that from Alo where, like, he becomes, whether it's defensively or whatever else, like a leader out there. I think you see a lot of that when you can notice that, and what you're seeing is a future coach. And I could see that for a guy like Alo who's has that leadership quality in him, knows the game, right? Probably, you know, you're not looking at somebody who's probably going to be, you know, 10-15-year professional. Could see him going into coaching. I think that's what she sort of tapped into there.
Yep.
He's leader on the floor. So was Tony Madlock. So was Penny Hardaway.
Be cool if someday, like, you know, he went back to Leicester, right?
Back to Leicester, to East, whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
All that. I could see it happening.
But, I mean, you're trying to put Alo on the sidelines here, Coach. I mean,
he's still got
a chance to play, you know what I'm saying, overseas maybe.
No, we're speaking into existence. I think she's tapped into something there.
But Vicky Finch, always nice to join us here in advance. And, again, Thursday, I'm assuming that's, I mean, you see it, the pictures and things like that, but I imagine there's nothing quite like the actual, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a little bit different than a bust because it's a statue.
Yes.
You figure it's like the size. You know?
And I guess what we don't know is, do we know if it's player or coach? Do we know that information?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't get I wasn't privy enough to the pictures and everything else to know if it's half coach, half player.
Right.
Or if it's just the, you know, if it's Coach Finch.
If you were in charge of it, would you do player or coach?
I think I'd do player probably.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Because it didn't.
Nah, I knew him. To your point about you didn't, I knew him as coach. I didn't, born in the 70s, obviously didn't see Larry the player, but I knew him as coach. And so I'm perfectly fine that way because that was most of my memories of him are that, going to his camp, everything else, him having that rolled up piece of paper, hitting it in his hand, and not undressing guys like Vicky was saying. You know, I guess she was, yeah, I guess folks wanted Finch to dog curse some of these kids. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you hear that, right? Yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, my memories were of coaches. So if it's that, too, that'll be just fine with me because that's how I remember most. But it feels like to me, I think you go all the way back. Player incorporates the championship, you know, game appearance, all of that.
Yeah, and I think.
And the man he was going
to
become.
Well, and sort of the, right, I mean, the unfortunate, unceremonious ending to the coach, you know. I mean, I think that they're just far more positive memories attached to, because, like, I mean, that is part of the Larry Finch conversation
ending.
As a coach, right? I mean, that unfortunately it is part of that conversation. And as Larry Finch is the player, like, you know, he really helped, I think, end a racial stigma in this city as a player. Obviously, they get to the national championship game as a player, and he was on some great teams. Obviously, 72-73 was one of the best, one of the three best, probably. In the history of the program, so that would make sense. Although I won't fight the idea of him as a coach because he certainly coached some great ones in his time as a coach, and Penny is one
you
of
know
them.
That circle right when you pull in,
yeah,
that's what it's in the
yes.
As far as I've seen from the renderings, that's where it's going to be
in right? front of
right
the
there
Lori Walton.
The Lori Walton off to the right up there.
Yes,
yeah,
that'd be. I mean, that's
so it's right. Everybody that drives in is going to see it
exactly. And look, I mean, if the cynical part of me says, why did it take till 2021 to put up a statue of Larry Finch? I mean, this is like, you know, we can argue about whether you put up the statue of the core four, right? But in terms of, you know, what Larry Finch meant to not just the University of Memphis, but the city, right? I mean, it's undeniable.
We can do that and say, well, why didn't this happen earlier and point fingers and say, well, you dropped the ball. Or we can applaud guys like Frank Murtaugh and Dr. Rudd who have been on this thing and say we need to and put in the actual effort to make it happen.
Yep.
So shout out to those guys as well, especially to Frank. He's really the guy with the idea and everything else. got this thing pushed through, and you see how much it pleases the family and everything else. It's a perfect honor.
Yep. So appreciate the Vicky Fish for joining us, and Tigers, kick everything off. Kick off what we hope is a magical, star-studded, star-crossed season for the Tigers on Sunday against Lemoyne.
Next story.
Tigers football in action tonight, looking to even its road record to 2-2 down in Orlando tonight against a UCF squad that's dropped three of its last four. Remember, it's not just a 56-21 loss at Cincinnati last week where they were drubbed. Remember, this is without Dylan Gabriel now, this UCF team. Also, they lost 34-30 at Navy, a Navy team that Memphis handled pretty well. And I think, you know, going into this one, you look at the numbers, you know, UCF averaging 34 points still. I mean, it's Malzahn, obviously, and after a decent start, Boise State now lose to Louisville, but you lose your quarterback, and now it seems like they're just trying to hold on and hang on in what would traditionally be a transition year. So it's part of the reason why Memphis is a two-point favorite on the road. Like, they've hit some pretty dire straits here.
Yep.
Here's the thing. This is what I criticized when it was called for, and I think now maybe we're seeing the improvement we needed to, but just one game, want to see it continued. That Memphis defense last week held Navy to less than 200 rushing yards. And now, listen, anytime you hold Navy to less than 200 rushing yards, you're doing a hell of a job on that side of the ball. What looked this week and over at the SP Plus rankings over at ESPN that measures efficiency both offensive and defensively in college football, Memphis moved up 15 spots. Now, again, that's not against a great Navy offense, but that's what you're supposed to do against bad offenses. And Memphis had not done that. They dropped, actually, against two bad offenses previously in Temple and Tulsa. And so they did their jobs last week. And we said, God, this is the part. You can understand an offense that's got a true freshman leading it, you know, in a redshirt freshman as the key running back now, you know, being an offense that turns the ball over and puts its defense in some bad spots. But that Memphis defense that had as many seniors back as this one did, as many playmakers back as this one did, under Mike McIntyre's second season, needed to be better. It was last week against Navy. I say all that to say hopefully that continues down here against an offense, again, without a key weapon in Dylan Gabriel. So I think hopefully for Memphis that it's the defense that goes out there can be solid again and win you a game that would be nice to get. Again, you're favored by two right now.
That's dropping.
Because it's been all over the place. UCF's been favored. It started out Memphis, then went to UCF, then it's back to Memphis. If you could get the win and get to 5-3, it would set up a nice, nice game back at Simmons Liberty Stadium now, back there against SMU, a ranked SMU team in a couple of weeks. You get a bye week after UCF. If you could get a win here, get to 5-3, you'd have what we hope is a ranked SMU team coming here in a couple of weeks for what could be a nice night, nice Saturday.
Now,
I think that's a night game.
Seth Hennigan, I'm seeing on at least one account is listed as probable, but I will say that, this is, you know, you're not going to get any kind of clarity, right, from Ryan Silverfield. But I did get a tweet like at a crazy time, like a crazy, like 3 or 4 in the morning, somebody alleging that Seth's not going to go tonight. Obviously I'm just starting to wonder like, cause that, you know, an hour, you know, I think it opened at Memphis -3.5. Now it's down to 2. I'm starting to wonder if Vegas is kind of baking in that possibility that, and Keelan Brown transferred, is it going to be, you know, old Peter Parrish? A.K.A. Memphis's version of Joe Milton, because they don't let him throw. You know what I mean? Like, this is totally, you know, speculation. But we do know that Seth Hennigan has been dealing with an arm injury, and we also know Ryan Silverfield's history of not exactly being the most transparent when it comes to these injuries. So that is something that does bear watching, you know.
I mean, Peter Parrish, who you didn't let throw on two, you know.
Just run the ball, man. Just run.
No, that's not going to work.
Run the triple option. That's what I would do. You know, just install it real quick.
They still score. I mean, UCF still scored 21, I think, against a good Cincinnati defense. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to be able to just run the ball and win this game on the road. Parrish going to have to be able to do something if that's the case. Thought everything was precautionary, man. Thought the hand injury at the end of Navy was precautionary.
I mean, that's what Silverfield said. I mean, he also said,
man, Grant Gunnell might be starting this game for all we know. Hell, is he out of the boot yet?
I mean, it might be time.
You know, it might be time to roll him out there on the scooter. But yes, that is that sort of is the backdrop of this game. And you know, for Memphis, you're just trying to keep. Look, I thought it was a, you know, last week's victory over Navy. They're a bad team, okay, but that was a moment. And I'm going to use the word. I am going to use it because I know you like it when I use it. It was a crossroads moment for the program because that's kind of the time where you find out, okay, are these guys fighting for you or are they not, right? Because, you know, you've had – I mean, you can make the argument that you should be undefeated right now. You can make that argument credibly.
Stop.
Yeah, credibly, you can. Because you had leads. You had huge leads, massive leads. In how many games? Against UTSA, against Temple. You know, I mean, you can easily make that case. But
Mississippi State could have easily won.
Well, yeah, but
we're talking
about the L's, man. We're talking about the ones they lost.
Yeah, you want to turn it into a Mickey Mouse season.
I don't want to talk about the other sides of the variance.
Turn it into Disney all of a sudden.
I only want to talk about – well,
you act like this defense ain't got major flaws.
We are Marshall,
I will
man.
Say, at Tulsa, they didn't have a chance to beat Tulsa. No chance. They were out of that game the whole second half.
They made a little bit of a run.
No, I watched it in person.
It was different than the other. It was different than UTSA and Temple.
Tulsa was a second half kind of a beating.
So you could still say though, you know, you can make the argument 6-1. You could be that, right? I mean, credibly you could be that.
You don't think they're going to win tonight if Hennigan's not playing, right? I mean, that's what I would suggest. I mean, that line's 1.5.
I have no chance I can ever predict the Memphis to win this game with Peter Parrish at quarterback. There's just no chance. I mean, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't. They don't even look like they trust him. In fact, he was like, what was he, fourth on the depth chart?
Yeah.
He's your fourth quarterback if he gets out there. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's a horrible situation. So, no, I don't think.
The question would be this hand injury. Because usually you'd say, okay, he was held to take precautionary. You pulled him out of the Navy game. You trust it. You'd say, okay, well, expect him to be back soon. You don't know with Silverfield. Say Gunnell's a full go or whatever else, and all of a sudden he's having surgery. You don't know if this thing
– playing poker a little bit.
This thing with Hennigan, could it affect him all year long? We have no idea, right? Because you'd have no idea to what degree because they're so murky with everything when it comes to injuries.
Well, if that's
the case, and you're dealing with Peter Parrish or somebody the rest of the year,
I mean, I tell you, I would understand.
Hopefully, Hennigan's out there.
Anyway, we got to get to Ren Baker, University of North Texas athletic director. We'll talk to him about expansion, what it means for Memphis, and his expectation of the future of the league. All that when we come back. Jason and John.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Kind of ESPN. Well, well, well. I don't want to say we spoke it into existence on this damn show, but I think we did. Ren Baker is the athletic director at the University of North Texas. Used to be, once upon a time, many, many moons ago, the deputy AD here at the University of Memphis. He joins us now. Ren, I think I speak for all of Memphis when I say welcome home.
Well, I'm so glad to have reason to get to Memphis more often, and I certainly appreciate the Hulk Hogan theme music in the background that applies in so many ways. So good to be on with you guys again. You never have me on anymore, so now maybe we have a reason to do this every now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, it is interesting. You guys are leaving Conference USA for Conference USA. I'm just kidding. For the American. I guess just sort of tell us, you know, from your – because The dynamics of this move and just where college athletics are today. Like, it feels like everything is at a fever pitch right now and everything is going a million miles an hour. But your perspective as the AD at North Texas, what is it when it comes to this move?
Well, I think for University of North Texas, this will be our fourth conference move in the last 25 years or so, and each of those has unquestionably been a move up. And, you know, after Hayden Fry was the coach here back in the 70s, we had a period where we went down to FCS, and then really over the last 15 to 20 years, the university has made an unprecedented commitment. We've built, since 2011, $130 million worth of athletic facilities, has seen enrollment go through the roof. We're at about 42,000 students. That was up 4% just this year. So this is going to allow this. This is a great move for us because it gives us a lot more exposure on ESPN and the ESPN family of networks. It certainly will probably result in more financial resources as well, but the exposure is one of the big opportunities for us. And, you know, I know you guys had a chance to watch our team in the basketball tournament last year. We beat Purdue and had a basketball team that's consistently gotten better. And to be able to play a team like Memphis on the hardwood and to be able to play Memphis in football, knowing what's been achieved there in the history of that program and particularly most recently, is an opportunity for us, and we're really excited about joining.
Do you, as plugged in as you are, Ren, I mean, we have to ask the question straight up, do you expect Memphis, you know, in 2-3 years, a Memphis that we all know, and Bob Bowlsby even mentioned the other day along with Boise State, you know, it's possible, hey, we're, you know, these folks reached out to us and we may not be done. Do you, I know it's an ever-changing world in college athletics, but are you expecting a Memphis to be there with you still in the AAC in 3, 4, 5 years? Or are you expecting to do it without a Memphis?
Well, I hope so, because I'm counting on getting some barbecue and some Gus's chicken and a lot of other things, Jason. So don't ruin my party just yet. No, listen, I think and at this moment in time in college athletics, the only thing you can expect is to expect the unexpected.
Right.
And so, right. And certainly if there's more movement, Memphis is going to be high on that list of teams to be considered. I mean, you're talking about a team that's in a metropolitan area, a team with a great tradition in basketball and also a good tradition in football, but most recently a very strong tradition. Over the last decade, the Memphis football program has been as consistent as any, and that's amazing to say, and a credit to everybody who helped make that happen. I actually made some remarks yesterday in our local press conference. I mean, I was at Memphis our first year in the American,
yep.
And you know, we had won 4 games in Justin Fuente's first season, which was in Conference USA, and there was high expectations because he inherited a team, I think, that maybe won 1 game or something like that, and so. That second year, we only won 3. And towards the end of the year, we were not playing real well. We got beat by UConn at home, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. And then we had the marketing thing that year was wait till this year. And I remember Jeff Calkins kind of called us out for that was pretty bold. But, a credit to those players and to Coach Fuente. They were able to turn that around and believe won 19 games over those next 2 years, and the rest is history with Coach Norvell coming in there and then Coach Silverfield and President Rudd and Laird have done a tremendous job of keeping Memphis on that trajectory. I think anybody who's worked there or lived there or been around that program, when game day was on Bill Street, had a great sense of pride. And so, you know, I think that's what we're hoping for. And if Memphis is there, that's a great opportunity for us. Right. But if Memphis had a chance to end up being in the Big 12 or another one of the autonomy leagues, there'd be nobody that'd be happier for that city and the program there.
You know, I guess, you know, sort of to expand on that, right? Like, it is just sort of two totally different perspectives, you know? Like, I mean, you guys – it is a clear and obvious upgrade for a lot of reasons, right? And yet in Memphis, those people, you know, as I'm sure you've probably heard, there's some skepticism and some disappointment. How would you just sort of sell this to Memphis? And I know that's not your job. I know that's not what you're not supposed to sell Memphis, but I mean, you get the dynamics of this. So how would you sort of make it more amicable and amiable to Memphis fans?
Listen, if I was a Memphis fan, and I am a Memphis fan, I certainly understand the frustration. You know, anytime that you're in any line of business or your personal life or anything else, but certainly in college athletics, the only thing you could control is to work every day to be the best you can be and to have the most success you can have. And the University of Memphis has done that with investments, with accomplishments, with achievements. And so to see the movement where some teams from the American moved into the Big 12 and not be a part of that, everybody has a right to be disappointed with that. But what I would say is I think the American has made some really good additions with what they did. They have a huge footprint now in the state of Texas, and you guys know the state of Texas is a top five producer in every sport the American sponsors in terms of prospects. And so to be able to increase that footprint when you lose University of Houston, to me makes a lot of sense. They took teams that have large enrollments with you look at us, for instance. I mean, I mentioned we have 42,000 students. We have 500,000 alums. We're paying our football coach almost $2 million. We pay our basketball coach the highest in the country. Our budget is the largest in Conference USA. And so I think the American was very strategic to take some teams that maybe don't have the history and tradition that Memphis does, but who can have a UCF type turnaround to really be on a different trajectory with what the American Conference offers. And the other thing I love is the way that the geography plays out, where there's just a lot more games that fans can drive to, a lot more games that we can build up rivalries with. And so we're excited about those facets of the program of the conference as well. I know that that some of the fans of the existing schools are going to be a little skeptical at first, but I'm going to say this again, and you guys know this, and you know how much I am proud of what's been accomplished at Memphis and how much I love that city and that program. There weren't many football programs worse than the University of Memphis their last few years in Conference USA. And, the opportunity to enter the American and to get that exposure has certainly been a benefit to the University of Memphis. The athletic programs have never been stronger, and I believe that's going to be the case for these new teams coming in, which will only help the league, and that will only help Memphis be better positioned so that when those other opportunities come, if they come, that Memphis is very well positioned to capitalize on those.
Crazy thing is, you just talking about the football side, that Lori Walton's not standing over there if you hadn't put some serious work in on rekindling some of those relationships, Rhett.
And I've seen lots of pictures, but I look forward to touring it. I'm going to try to get around to see all of the American schools in the next few months and tour their facilities, find out about their budgets, get advice from their athletic directors. And so I'll probably start with the University of Memphis, and I usually plan my trips around food, and there's no place that has better food than the city of Memphis. So I'm really excited about it. I actually still talk to Bill and Nancy and also Miss Walton, Audie Walton. And I saw Bill at the at our game with Missouri a few weeks ago. We spent a few minutes talking about Memphis, and he definitely follows everything very closely. So I'm proud of what we were able to accomplish there, and proud of what they've accomplished since, and the work that Dr. Rudd and Laird have continued to do.
Now, are you as beloved with that Denton sports media as you were up here? Who's the Calkins down there that gets it wrong every time, as you just point out, Jeff got it wrong on that football year?
I still talk to Jeff, and I remember
I know you do.
Not too long ago, I would go to lunch with all of you guys, and Jeff was the only one that had this ethical objection to letting me pay. He didn't think it was right. I mean, there's two guys on this call that would be like, okay, you know, you can pick this up. Just
absolutely. Now you can tell people actually if you want with me.
No, you know, it's funny story, right? So I went out thinking that, right? And I was going to have a good relationship with your replacement. So I was going to go out and wine and dine him. Mark Allnut, man, I did that. Look what it got me. Man moved off to Buffalo. I didn't get any inside scoops. And he got a nice little dinner out of the whole thing paid for by the media. How about that?
Dang.
I played it right. Maybe I'm the fool.
You played?
No question. Mark Allnut got a free dinner.
He got a free dinner at Fleming's, I believe it was, Ren.
I mean, man, he didn't mess around either. Like, you're not talking about a little barbecue nachos or something. He went big.
Three-course meal, man. I guess from a big – because, look, you're an athletic director, and there are big-picture issues to sort of think about as well. Is part of the sort of reaction, and you touched on this a little bit, right? But we know that Texas and Oklahoma, for example, whenever they do leave the Big 12, like, that could kick up something new. Is it muted sort of in response to just the uncertainty, right? Like, is that what, you know, because every program that's having a day like this, even, you know, Houston, Cincinnati, like, it's all, you know, it could be fleeting. Is there that sense? Does there have to be that sense for any school that's going through a transition like this?
Well, I think for us, our fans are excited because this is the best collection of universities and brands and athletic success coupled with the TV package that we've ever been a part of. And it's a real opportunity to showcase our university. And so I don't think the excitement on our end is any less because there could be potential shifts in the future. And you know, once, as you guys know, those tend to happen around TV contracts. So they're all coming up in the next 3 to 4 years. And then once we get through that 3 to 4 years, it'll be another 8 years to 10 years before those deals are all coming up again, because they usually do them out for about 10 years. And so, I think college athletics, again, one of the things I think that Mike Oresko did that makes a lot of sense to me is the geography piece of this, because since there is so much movement within conferences, it makes it harder to develop rivalries. But it's easier to develop rivalries when you're playing teams that are close enough, where their fans from different schools, alums from different schools, have to work together and get into it around the water cooler, and, you know, how the old Big East was built, just on those close proximity rivals. And so I feel like that's one of the strategies the American Conference in this expansion paid attention to, and to me it makes a lot of sense, and hopefully it'll allow us to grow some of those rivalries more quickly.
Well, Ren, we certainly appreciate your time. Welcome back home.
Welcome back.
And look forward to some Memphis North Texas matchups, man. Should be fun.
No, I can't wait, and I've always appreciated you two guys and Brad as well. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say I saw that Vicky Finch was on. What a sweetheart of a lady, and I'm so excited to see the statue that's going up of Coach Finch. I know what he means to the program, to the university, and the city. So it's an honor to be on the same day that you guys had Vicky on. And I'm a big fan of what Coach Finch did for Memphis and what Vicky continues to do.
You may get a statue down there in Denton for getting you guys the mean green to the AAC. I think you certainly deserve it.
Well, listen, I've lost some weight here in the last few months, but that's a lot of bronze that would be required to do that statue. So I don't know if we have that kind of money at UNT.
Well, because they're paying it all to you, so you could certainly you could negotiate that if that's what you wanted. Anyway, Ren, appreciate you
as always, Ren.
Thank you. He is Ren Baker, University of North Texas athletic director. Always do appreciate his time. Nice to sort of catch up, right? He's doing it big down there at North Texas, and
I'm happy for them.
Oh, for sure.
The exposure
sure.
They're about to get. That's on ESPN. It's night and day difference for them.
You know, it's a good university. I mean, they're blowing up.
It's a weird dynamic. You just got, but for Memphis, but you have to be happy for Wren and for North Texas.
Yeah.
Put in a lot of work down there. Good to see it all paying off for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I think the bigger question is like, will Wren? You know, he's a rising star.
Yeah, he's right? Big time.
Like, will
they kept him since 16? I think I was.
And,
reading.
They've done it because like they pay him like a lot. He's had opportunities, you know, and he's been very.
If
judicious.
You bounce big. If you're Wren,
yeah, exactly.
Like you go to a Big
school.
12 or SEC school.
That's,
like,
exactly
that's just
right.
The way that works.
And you're not going to get involved in a process unless because you have it so good. You're not going to get involved in a process.
You don't have to.
You know,
no.
Unless you know you're going to get it. So I think
best
that's
in the
thing.
Business right there.
He can be very judicious about the jobs he chooses to pursue. Anyway, appreciate his time. Jay Williams going to join us. At 125, we'll talk to him.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I know that I came with a slide from left to right, but now I don't want to dance. Can I depend on a man? I slotted some bread in the jam. That's just who I am. Custom just waving at us from the window. They don't even come on a plane when we land.
McCauley Roofing and Renovations. Jason going to be using Chris McCauley of McCauley and Roofing and Renovations because his home, he's got some things going on. And you know what? We all do. We all have something eventually that goes wrong inside the house, right? It's just part of it. It's part of being a homeowner. You might have come into an inheritance. And you might want to put that inheritance towards a bathroom renovation. Chris McCauley's going to help you do that. And he's probably going to be able to save you a little bit of that inheritance. If you have a roofing problem, you got storm damage, water damage, anything along those lines, you can come out, assess the damage. Most likely, get your brand new roof covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. I know because that's what happened for me. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
487-7096, very important number. Well, that's how you're going to get to this stress-free solution. You need the help, so go ahead and make the call, 487-7096. And the thing you can rest easy knowing is that if you got a small problem, Chris McCauley going to tell you that. Right? That we just do this, 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 we got you. Here's the price. Boom. It's a big problem. Take the stress out of it. Get that roof replaced. Likely, as John said, with no out-of-pocket cost, good things in good hands. That's all you got to know. Right? Voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. And again, it's not just the roof. If you got renovation questions as well, call him up. Ask him, how much is this going to cost me, Chris? 487-7096. He's the best in the biz. It's Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovation.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
On that drizzy.
On that drizzy today on your Friday.
Didn't Montrez get a tech messing with that fool here last couple of days?
Maybe.
Oh, you didn't see that?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you know how Drake likes to get into it with the players.
Mm-hmm.
Remember with Kendrick Perkins, like he really wanted some of that smoke.
Yeah, so people are sending me articles from, you know, it's amazing how the circle of life happens. You know, these guys started as my great friends, and they have become a thorn in my side because I have to basically clean up some of the things that they are saying. Now, I know they may have their people that they're talking to, but I got mine. And I trust what mine are saying. So the latest is from my friends in Waco.
Are they still friends?
Not these dudes again. But don't do this, John.
I didn't realize it was going to be like this. I feel like
it's some renegade operation in the middle of the sticks.
Well, I think that they do have people they talk to.
They don't
to.
Have a transmitter.
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably have somebody in the Big 12 office somewhere. How
Jesus.
High up, I don't know. But the late, the, you know, people are, you know, I'll just address it
because
people they hit me up all the time. They want to know. So now the latest that they are saying at Sikkim 365 is that there is belief
starts with the name,
Big 12.
By the way.
Yeah, there is belief from the Big 12 that Memphis was not being as adamant about the move to the Big 12 and was balking at the move from the AAC, and the Big 12 opted to move with four additions. Now, let's think about that for a second. Let's consider that statement for a second, that Memphis was balking at the move from the AAC to the Big 12. They said, nah, you know what? We're good. We like the AAC. We love where we're at. I can tell you, I have had these conversations multiple times this week, okay? Let me make this clear. Memphis does not want to be in the American, okay? They would leave, give them a reason. You know, they're looking for a reason. They're looking for an opening. This is crazy. Nobody in East Carolina doesn't want to be in the AAC. Nobody wants to be in the AAC. It's just the truth. It's just the truth. I know.
Think they need to have you on for another appearance is what it sounds like to me.
Well, I'm happy to come on.
So you can straighten them out.
And I could say, guys, I don't know who you're talking to. You know, who is giving you this? Because it has been Memphis's mission for 5 years to get into the Big 12. You know, they didn't just wake up today and say, man, isn't the AAC so great? We would never leave. It's stupid. It doesn't even make sense on any logical level. It just doesn't
Anybody
make sense.
Anybody that's covered realignment would understand that pretty quickly and would be halfway aware of what Memphis' situation has been and how they've been on the outside looking in the entire time.
The other thing that they say is Memphis is dealing with a presidential change that could be impacting a move in Chapter 1 in addition to the need for renovating the Liberty Bowl. I am very worried that they are taking my very sort of off-the-cuff, you know, conversational things that I said on their on that appearance and actually believing that or twist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.